Hey, it's John Jay and Rich. Sometimes after the show, we sit in the studio and we keep talking about stuff, and then we post it online. We call it the Afterwards Podcast. I mean, Kyle, you came up with the name.
Well, it was kind of a team effort.
No, it wasn't. Okay. You came up with the name.
Okay, right. When you search for it, search after words, W-O-R-D-S, not the other way. Now, once you find it, please subscribe, rate, and review.
A little bit of a warning. Sometimes afterwards can be a little NSFW. So, you know, earbuds. We talk about things we can't and shouldn't talk about on the real show, but this is as real as it gets.
Afterwards, it's on the iHeartRadio app, iTunes, or just go to our podcast page at johnjayandrich.com.
Afterwards, W-O-R-D-S.
John Jay and Rich. What's crack-a-lackin'? This is the big boss dog, Snoopy Deagle Double Jizzle. Bam, boom, what you gonna do? John Jay and Rich. We're not talking about Ren 10-10. We're not talking about Lashley. It's the one and only dog, y'all. The classy, sassy, big Snoopy Deagle Double Jizzle. In your face to be and in the place to be. And you're listening to John Jay and Rich. Wake your ass up.
It's John Jay and Rich. Text our show. Text us. Texas. No, text our show. Text JJR. Whatever you want to say to the number 96893. We'll call you back. You can also just call us directly right now at 877-937-1047. Yesterday in the news, Donald Trump Jr. was in the news because his Twitter account got suspended. They said that his Twitter account got deleted because he had posted something that was against the COVID-19, whatever, right? So they had deleted his account. Then Twitter put out a press release saying, we did not delete his account. We suspended him for 24 hours for posting stuff that was like bad information, right? It's been over a week that I've been banned from TikTok. Donald Trump Jr. got suspended for a day. I've been suspended from TikTok for over a week, and I don't know why.
No reply to the email?
No reply to my email. TikTok's banned me for over a week, and I'm baffled by it. And I thought, well, maybe I'm just done. TikTok's just, I'm done. But my TikTok account is there, but I can't post anything. And when I go to post, it says you've been temporarily disabled because of multiple community guideline violations. Multiple, which means I've done it more than once, which I don't understand. And there's all these other, like, when I scroll through stuff, there's like all kinds of like, I don't know what I did. I wish you would tell me what I did wrong.
Yeah, like you have violated the following guidelines.
Yes.
Therefore, you're banned for X amount of days.
And well, you don't even know what picture or what video went
that's
up.
That's what I just
right?
said. I said, like, I don't know what I did.
They should tell you how to make it better. Yeah. Like, here's the video. Delete the video and you're back. Or something.
A warning. Like, for sure, a warning. Like, hey, you can't upload videos like this because of this.
Yeah.
And then you won't do it again.
So I click on community guidelines. And when you read the community guidelines, the violations are horrific. Like, I haven't done any of those things, so I'm baffled right now. So I thought, first it was a 24-hour ban. Then I thought maybe it was a 48-hour ban. Then I thought it was a week ban. And either yesterday I thought was a week, or today was a week. So no matter what, it hasn't been longer than today. So now it's been over a week, and I'm banned from TikTok, and I don't get it, man. So at any rate, so I was on TikTok, sitting there on the sofa, bored, because I watch TikTok now more than I watch TV. Like, I literally just watch TikTok. I get a text from a friend of mine, Mike. Mike goes, dude, are you excited about episode 5 of, what's it called? In the House Dark. What's it called?
Oh.
Of that documentary I told you about?
Like, I'll Go Into the Dark?
Yeah, something like that.
He goes, I'll Be Gone in the Dark.
He goes, are you excited about episode 5 of I'll Be Gone in the Dark? And I go, what are you talking about? He goes, oh my God, it's the most amazing documentary on HBO. It's about a serial killer. And I'm like, what? I'm like, you know, like, what? Because, you know, that's my game. That's Kyle's game. Yeah, I'm like, put it in reverse, episode 5. And HBO, their documentaries are phenomenal, right? McMillions, yeah. All that stuff, right? Uh-huh. So I go put it on episode 1, and it's about that Golden State Killer. Ooh. Not only that, but there's so much more many layers to the story, because there's the comedian who played Ratatouille.
Patton Oswalt.
He's a comedian. He played he's the voice of Ratatouille. He was also the TV show King of Queens. He married this woman. This woman reminds me of Kyle because she becomes obsessed with serial killers.
But like me times 100.
Yeah, like yes.
Like she puts her family to bed and then goes online and starts researching things about the East Area Rapist so she can find him.
She reminds me much. The documentary is very much like Don't F with Cats.
Yes.
Right? Where his girlfriend at the time and then becomes his wife, becomes obsessed with this serial killer and rapist. And they jump back and forth, but she's now dead. His wife is dead. And I don't know how she died just yet. I don't know yet, but she's dead. And they're telling the story. She eventually, because I remember this happened like a year ago or so, she caught the guy. Mm-hmm. The guy was raping and killing people in the 70s. And it's brutal. And it's when they tell the story, I'm only in episode one. And some of the things they said in episode one, I tell you, don't watch this before you go to bed.
It's terrifying.
Terrifying. I watched it before I went to bed last night. And when I got up this morning, I was mortified. And when I got up and I went and did my routine where I get in the hot tub and I get in the cold plunge, I was terrified that this guy or someone like him was in my house.
So the thing with this guy is his shtick, his habit was he would case a family out. So let's say Suzette, he was targeting you. Mm-hmm. He would follow you. He would survey you. He would know everything that you do. He would case your house. He would break into your house when you were gone and figure out where and hide things to tie you up so that when he broke in, he was ready to rape you. Now, he broke in, it was always in the middle of the night when people were sleeping. Every single one of his victims would wake up to a bright light in their face, him in a ski mask with his pants off, and he would say, "If you move, I will kill you. I will either stab you with this knife," and he would hold the knife up to them. And so just that alone, every single one, like when you're sleeping, you don't feel safe.
Yeah.
So like I actually started the documentary, I think, weeks ago, when it first started, the first mm-hmm. episode was out. And I remember coming in and telling Joey Bradfish about it. And he's like, "Yeah, Patton Oswalt, his wife is dead." I'm like, "She's dead?" I didn't even know at that point because I didn't know who she was. And I feel like it made me so uncomfortable that I did not want to watch the second episode. But when you texted me yesterday, you got to watch it. I'm like, I feel like I recognize this. But as I'm watching the second episode this morning, I get ready in the middle of the night. I wake up at 2 a.m. and the area that I get ready is in my closet. So I'm always like with my door shut so I don't wake my husband up because I'm watching TV. And I'm sitting there and the door is behind me so I can see it in the mirror. And I always shut the door. And this morning, I noticed the door behind me slowly opening. And I'm like, did I not shut the door? And the air conditioning is moving the door because I know that's happened before. And so I'm like, my heart starts pounding. I get up and I shut the door right away. I push it shut, but it scared the crap out of me because when I pushed it, there was push back.
No. Mm.
So it wasn't like, it was like somebody was on the other side of the door. And I'm like, here I am. I'm watching a show about this rapist that breaks in overnight. And the door behind me is slowly opening. And I'm like, okay, what do I do? Do I have a weapon? And I have scissors right in my drawer right in front of me. So I grab the scissors and I'm like, I'm not going to feel comfortable the rest of the morning unless I open this door and see what's on the other side.
Oh, yeah. Damn, what an adrenaline surge so early.
I grab the scissors and I open the door and it opens the door into our bathroom and there's another door that opens to our room. And that door I always shut. That door was open. And I know every time Scott's woken up in the middle of the night and either gone to the bathroom, whatever, he recloses the door because he knows it would creep me out if the door was open.
And the light.
And so
too.
I'm like, oh my God. And I'm like, Addie. And my 5-year-old comes walking in from the bedroom.
Oh my God.
And her hair is like a wreck because she just got out of bed. And she's like, I had a bad dream. And I'm like, geez, honey, did you just open the door and try to get in mommy's room? She's like, yeah. And then I felt terrible because here she is freaked out because she had a scary dream. She's trying to open the door to get to me and I shut it.
That was the resistance.
I thought you were a man with a mask trying to kill mom. But what was in your mind? It's your beautiful little 5-year-old. It's your beautiful little 5-year-old who's scared. And you're like,
I was like, honey, if it happens again, just say mommy so I know it's you.
You're like watching, mommy's watching a serial killer documentary upstairs in her closet.
At 2 a.m.
Mommy, why do you have scissors? Oh, mommy was going to cut her hair.
Just to keep her safe, you start cutting your own hair.
See, mommy was cutting her hair. Mommy was just giving herself a haircut.
She's like, sorry, I scared you. And I'm like, oh God, I just feel terrible.
For you to be that terrified after that documentary, I don't think I can watch it. For you to say that you don't even want to watch the second episode, I don't think I can watch it.
I'm not even done with episode one. And the thing is, this guy got caught like last year. And the guy was started doing this in the 70s.
50 women he raped.
Good God.
And I think he killed 12 people.
It's crazy.
What? Insane.
It's really well done. And I think there's, episode 5 dropped yesterday.
So I don't know how many there. I got goosebumps telling you about it. Ugh. So anyway, it's on HBO. And the problem with the documentary is it's a hard name. Like, what's it called?
Yeah, it's I'll Be Gone in the Dark.
I think that's
named after her book. She wrote a book, I believe, and it's based off of that.
John Dane Rich.
What's worse than getting dumped? Probably getting dumped with no idea why. It's Hump Day Dump Day right now with John Jane Rich.
John Jane Rich, time for Hump Day Dump Day.
Hump Day!
We're going to talk to Porter. Porter got dumped. We're going to find out the story behind his dumpage. What up, Porter?
Hey, guys. What's up, man?
So here's how it works. We're going to hear about your relationship and how you got dumped, and then we're going to call the person that dumped you. We're going to find out, A, the truth behind the dumping. B, I don't know if there is a B. Do you want us to get you back together or no?
Yeah.
B, we're going to get you back together. All right, what's your story, Porter?
All right, so my girlfriend Sarah and I, we've been dating for like 8 months, and this quarantine thing happened, and then we were doing we were doing fine. We were quarantining together, staying over at each other's houses. I was mostly at her place like 90% of the time, I'd say, like most of the time, and we were like, cooking and watching movies and stuff, and then like 2 weeks ago she just dumped me, and she gave me a reason why, but I don't really believe her, and I was hoping you guys could kind of help me figure out the real reason, because I do want to make it work.
What reason did she give you?
She was just telling me that she like needed space, and like that she just was like didn't want to do it anymore. Like, that doesn't make sense to me, I think there's probably like a guy or something, and she's not telling me, and I don't know how they would have met, but maybe like an online app or something like that. But it just doesn't make any sense to me. Like, she didn't even cry when she broke up with me, which is weird.
Bruh.
Because she cries about everything.
Is there something that makes you think there's another guy? Because, I mean, when you were describing how much time you've spent together, you literally said 90% of the time you were together. So if she said she needed space, I would kind of think that makes a little bit of sense.
Yeah, and I gave her space, and I did give her space. I tried to call her or text her, but she hasn't responded to me. Like, I gave her some space, but like, I don't know how much space she wants if she's like not going to talk to me at all. You know what I mean? Like, that's like, I don't even know if we're like, I feel like we are still dating, but I don't think we are, because I think she broke up with me, but she just said she needed space. I don't know. She's not giving me an opportunity to like even like talk to her. I don't know. Like, it's very, I can't like break into her shell and like find out what's going on.
Let me tell you what I think is going on. I've seen this situation go two ways. You quarantine with somebody, right? You said 90% of the time you were quarantined with her, right? At her place or something, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So in one case, you have what happened to Demi Lovato. You're quarantined with this person every day, 90% of the time during the pandemic. Boom, you get engaged. Oh my gosh, you're my soulmate. This is amazing. I love you. And the other thing that happens is what's happening to you. You're quarantined 90% of the time with this person, and they say, I can't do this anymore. Goodbye. Right?
Yeah, that's like, it. She probably got sick of you. Maybe there's some habits that you do in her place, and that used to be like, she would have space there to live, but then you're there all the time doing whatever habit bothers her.
Yeah, then you got people like, for example, my wife. Would I have been able to be big enough, I think, and step out of the situation and go, okay, here's what she's done to me, is she leaves and she goes away for three. She drives 3.5 hours north and she gets away because she needs to be sociable. So she goes and socializes with people, and then she comes back and deals with me. And then she goes away for a couple days, and then she goes back and deals with me. You know what I mean?
That's good because it is really hard to give your partner that space right now, because there's literally nothing you can do. Like, it's really hard to get out and go out and do things when, a lot of things are shut down. So.
And if you are a person like my wife, Blake, she's very social. She like, that's her, like, man, I've seen it. This is an incredible learning lesson this pandemic, is to see the different types of people. Like, for me, all honesty, being 100% open, like, people dying is it's tragic. All that's so tragic, but the quarantine and the stay safe and stay home, I love it. I think it's fantastic. Yeah, I love every second of it. People like my wife, she cannot handle it.
No, I can't.
She's
either.
Like having mm-hmm. problems. Like the reason she goes up north, because up there they're a little bit more lax, and she goes out and plays bingo, and she goes out and plays cards, and she goes out and talks to these people. And when I'm up there, we don't do that. As soon as I leave, and she calls me, and she's out playing with people. Like it's ridiculous. I'm like, I want no part. So I bet you your girlfriend Sarah. There's something to that.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll find out when we get her on the phone. All right, dude?
Thanks, you guys.
All right. Hump Day Dump Day continues next. John, Jay, and Rich.
Hump Day!
John, Jay, and Rich.
We're in the middle of Hump Day Dump Day.
Hump Day!
So you got Porter and Sarah. Sarah broke up with Porter 2 weeks ago after they've been quarantining together this whole time, about 90% of the time together at Sarah's house. I forget how long they've been together. Do you guys remember? How long have you guys been together, Porter?
Remember. 8 months.
8 months. 90% of the time together at Sarah's house. So that's like 4 months. So half of their relationship, they've been quarantined. That's a lot.
No wonder. No wonder
she broke up with him 2 weeks ago. And he's like confused. Are we broken up? Which is funny because he said she broke up with him.
She said she just needs space, though. And he said she didn't make it clear. Do you just need space or are we broken up?
No crying. No, it's over. Just straight give me space.
And she's not responding to him.
Well, we're calling Sarah right now. You stay quiet until we find out what is happening. Then we'll bring you on in.
I need space, and it's been 2 weeks and no contact. I mean, that's, I would say that's broken up, no?
Oh, no.
Hello?
Hi, is Sarah there?
Yes, this is she.
Hi, Sarah. This is Suzette from the John Jay and Rich Show. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks. Hey, we wanted to talk to you on the radio for a second, if that's okay with you.
Okay.
Sarah, so you're on the air. Thank you for being on our show. We got a message from your boyfriend or ex-boyfriend, Porter. Would you call him your ex-boyfriend or would you call him your boyfriend?
Porter is my ex-boyfriend.
Okay, so he was confused because he said you needed some space. And he came out to us and said, hey, when she said I need space, does that mean she's broken up with me or does it mean she's not broken up with me? And we were like, you know what? Let us call her and we'll find out all the information for you. So can we ask you some questions about Porter so we can get specific so we can give him information? Or would you like to talk to him?
Okay.
So how come you broke up with him?
Well, you know how people say, like, it's not you, it's me, and they usually don't really mean it, but that's, like, exactly what it is. Like, Porter's a great guy. He's great, but I just am, like, kind of going through some stuff, and it didn't really feel like a great time to be in a relationship.
What kind of stuff are you going through?
Well, I mean, you know, I think a lot of people probably feel the same way. I don't think I'm like alone in this, but you know, the world is like crazy right now and there are a lot of bad things going on and I just have been kind of feeling weighed down by it and just like constantly exhausted and feeling kind of burned out and just sad like all the time. So I'm just really not in a great place emotionally and mentally right now.
Oh, man. Wouldn't having a boyfriend or a person to talk to help you through that?
No, because I feel like it's not really, like, his job to, like, fix it, and he's a fixer, and so he would just, like, want to make everything better, and, like, that's not, no one person is going to be able to make everything better. So just, like, it just kind of, like, added to it.
What about a cameo from Joey Bradfish?
He does usually start off by acknowledging that there is a lot going on in the world.
Uh-huh, that's what made me think about it. And she said, not one person can change things. Yes, he can.
I
it's
mean,
only $6. We'll pay for half. That's $3.
You're not
helping. Do you have a Joey Bradfish cameo audio clip we
can
play? Just so she gets an idea?
Gosh.
You know, there's a lot going on in the world.
I mean,
Joey, put one up, we'll have one.
I feel like this is what a lot of people are going through right now, is feeling down because we don't know when things are going to end, and we're seeing a lot of people suffer and it's just not easy. So I mean, I completely understand you. You just didn't think about letting him in at all about how you were feeling, because sometimes having that person to just hear you out makes you feel so much better because we're holding so much in and it becomes so heavy for us to handle alone.
Yeah, I didn't really think of that. I just, like, I don't know, just had, like, having someone that is, like, kind of depending on me in a way, or, like, feeling like you have to, I mean, like, you have to show up in a relationship, and that it just kind of added to, like, everything else.
Yeah, but, I mean, like, you're worth a support system, mm-hmm. and, you know, I think your boyfriend, the way he expressed to us, he really cared about you, so I don't think he would see it as a burden trying to at least help support you, knowing that maybe he won't be able to fix everything, obviously, like, the world's, like, in shambles right now, and there's a lot to be anxious mm-hmm. about, but I think he would have been willing to help at least support you.
Yeah, Sarah, it's Porter. I had no idea you were feeling all these things. No idea. I mean, you should have at least told me. You could have told me. I mean, I don't understand why you can't just, you know, talk to me. I'm your boyfriend. We do everything together. We talk about everything. I could have been there for you. You were there for me when I was going through some stuff in my head. I could let you talk it out. You don't have to deal with it on your own, you know?
I mean, like, this is why I didn't want to tell you, because I just didn't, like, I don't want to, like, get into it with you, and I don't want you to try to, like, fix me or try to
fix,
like...
I'm not trying to,
like,
fix you. I'm just trying to be there for you.
I mean, and I appreciate that, but... I know I'm going to sound like a bitch, but, like, I don't want you to. I just want to handle it on my own.
Do you think it'd be best for you guys to be on a break, or do you see this, like, as a breakup? Like, you don't think you can make it work with Porter?
I mean, I think that, like, maybe some time apart to, like, work on our own stuff, we could maybe, like, see how things are later down the line, but... Like, definitely right now, I don't know if I would call it a break or a breakup, but, like, we're not together right now.
Okay, Porter. So that's what she
okay.
said. All right. So we were part of it. We were going to try to maybe get you guys back together. And before you say no, well, you're on a break right now. I just do want you to listen to the guy that can make everything better. And that is Joey Bradfish.
Thank you for booking me on Cameo. You just want me to make you smile. Well, I mean, things could be worse. You could just have one eye. There's a lot going on in the world right now, and, you know, hopefully you're staying safe.
Huh? Right there.
Nope. Not helping.
Mm. No?
You don't hear either one of them laughing.
I know. Maybe you're going to see the cameo.
They don't know Joey.
That's only $6. If you want one, we'll pay for
again,
half.
Again, not helping.
Yeah.
All right, Sarah. Well, we hope you pull through this, okay? Hopefully you have your parents to talk to, sisters, brothers, family members you can talk to.
Yeah. I'm close with my sister, so we're kind of in the same boat right now.
Good that you have someone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's hump day, dump day.
Hump day!
John Jay and Rich.
Even when the show is over, sometimes we just keep talking. And now you can hear it. Listen to the John, Jay, and Rich Afterwards podcast on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want to know what the key to happiness is? Research did it. You want to know, they did research, and you want to know what the key to happiness is.
Yes.
I'm not going to even, you know, normally a radio show, but I'll tell you next. I'm not going to tell you next. I'm going to tell you now. According to a new study, the key to being really happy is sometimes... just ignoring your responsibilities, doing something fun, and truly not thinking about the consequences. Researchers found when you do that, it helps your well-being and mental health. Knowing that, you would think that I'm happy all the time.
And are you?
Pretty much, I think so.
There you go.
But when you were reading that, I was looking over and Suzette's like, mm-mm.
A little reset is good, but I mean, balance. You have to not ignore your responsibilities every day.
Not every day. Once in a while.
Yeah.
You need to be able to mentally put aside your responsibilities, your hang-ups, even your long-term goals once in a while in order to truly relax and enjoy your life. People who can do that have a better sense of well-being, and they're less likely to suffer from depression, anxiety, and other mental health issues.
Do you know
when that was like one of the most real things for me is right after I had... each one of my children and you're like on maternity leave and you're just so overwhelmed because you're not sleeping and there's so much to do. You have to wash the bottles. You have to make sure everything's going on. And everyone would always tell me, just let the bottle stay in the sink. Just enjoy the moment and let, like, don't worry about all the stuff that needs to get done. And the times where I actually did that, it was like the times where I would just like snuggle with my babies. And like, those are the times where I was like, you know what? You were right. Forget the responsibilities and just enjoy the moment for a minute.
Mm-hmm. That's a beautiful thing. That'd be a good slogan. Let the bottle stay in the sink.
Hashtag it.
Sink.
Let the bottle stay in the sink. That's how I lived my life. Yeah. There's bottles in my sink right now.
I mean, eventually you got to get rid of the stuff in the sink. But, you know, for a moment, it's okay.
So there's a lot of entertainment news. A lot. You've got the Emmys. You got stuff with Kim and Kanye. You've got, what else? There's Ellen DeGeneres. Lots of stuff we're going to get to, all right? John Jane Rich.
John Jane Rich.
All right, there is a lot of entertainment news we got to get to. Where do you want to start, Kyle?
I was going to ask you where you wanted to start.
Ellen.
Okay, so there's long been rumors of, you know, I don't know, tensions or really sort of a toxic environment on the Ellen show amongst the people who worked there. And until I think very recently, these were just rumors. You know what I mean? Like, oh, maybe like a disgruntled employee here or there. But the rumors were that Ellen would pick one employee every single week and she would just be mean to him. She'd be just horribly mean to that person. And the other employees would tell him, hey, just get through this week. Next week, it'll be someone else.
Doesn't that sound unbelievable on the surface based on what you've seen of Ellen?
Well, because Ellen, she ends her every show like this.
I'll see you tomorrow. Be kind to one another. Bye.
Be kind to one another. So there is a journalist who started investigating, and she put it in such a great way.
Ellen obviously profits off of the be kind mantra and has built an entire brand and image around it, and they would like to see her practice that.
Could you just imagine if you worked on there, like here she is saying be kind and she's the meanest person ever, if that's really the case. Now, it's not just a rumor. They have launched an official formal internal investigation by Warner Media about the toxic environment at the Ellen show.
Well, I'm wondering if she was mean to the person because the person sucked at their job or didn't do their job, so she has to chew some ass.
They said the rumors were there was no rhyme or reason. She would just pick someone, and it would be that person's week.
Wow.
Even if they weren't doing their job right, I think there is a difference with being mean and having to talk with someone that needs to do a better job at
absolutely. Whatever. Yeah, I mean, if you're sitting there saying be kind, there's a kind way to say someone, hey. It's not really the right way to do your job. Let's do it this way, and maybe you know it'll be better for everyone.
Well, she's saying be kind to one.
Right. Okay, so obviously being kind should be the mantra that we have around Kanye West right now, who's going through so much. And we've seen the bipolar episodes. We just saw the devastating pictures of Kim going to visit him in Cody, Wyoming. And now she went and flew back to L.A. on a plane. Well, all these different, you know, tabloid magazines, they're reporting on how her family has really been there to support and shield the kids.
Recently, the kids have been spotted with Kim's sister, Kourtney Kardashian, and her ex, Scott Disick, who has spent some quality time with them while Kim deals with her marital issues.
And they've literally just been trying to keep everything as normal as possible for the kids right now, which...
Well,
it's what they want. They just want to protect them.
Mm-hmm. So they're in Wyoming, and in there you have. So Kim's been there. Dave Chappelle's been there. Bieber's been there. And who just went there? Lil Baby?
Yeah, Lil Baby just got there because Kanye had tweeted that he's been trying to make a song with Lil Baby and that he's been ignoring him. And Lil Baby said that nobody had reached out to him. Nobody told him that Kanye was trying to reach out. So he went to Wyoming to do a song with Kanye.
And Lil Baby said he wants, a week or so ago, he was talking about how he wants $100,000 to do a feature.
Yeah.
But I would assume that if you're Kanye, you'll do the feature for free for Kanye.
Oh, sure. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Now, one thing we talk about a lot on the show is TV. Like, we're all into some TV shows. And there are some TV shows that got Emmy noms that, like, John Jay, you flat out just predicted. So, Leslie Jones, Josh Gad, and Tatiana Maslany, or Malzahn, I forgot how to say her last name, but Laverne Cox, they were the ones who announced the nominations. And Leslie Jones stood out because everyone loved the way that she presented the noms.
The nominees for Outstanding Comedy Series are Curb Your Enthusiasm, Dead to Me. I love that show. The Good Play! Insecure! Insecure! The Kominsky Method. Did I say that right? The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Schitt's Creek! What We Do in the Shadows. Oh, congratulations!
So you can see why, you know, she was like a fan favorite that she did that. So let's just break it down. She mentioned The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, and it was that show and The Watchmen that racked up the most snubs. So those were the most nominations. But Netflix broke a record. They got 160 nominations total. So breaking down some of the things that, John Jay, you actually predicted, some of the nominees. Euphoria was a big show that we all got into. Mm-hmm. And Zendaya, she was nominated for her role. Little Fires Everywhere. Mm-hmm. The first episode you watched, you came in and you said, Kerry Washington mm-hmm. is going to get nominated for awards.
Just her face, the way she makes a facial expression. That's right, I did say
and
that.
And she was nominated. I believe you said the same thing about Jennifer Aniston and The Morning Show.
She got nominated?
She was nominated, yeah. So was Steve Carell. But the big thing yesterday was Reese Witherspoon totally got snubbed. She wasn't nominated for The Morning Show. She wasn't nominated for Little Fires Everywhere. And I don't know what the other one was.
Because she bugs.
Yeah, Big Little Lies.
Because she plays the same character in all those. It wasn't like an acting stretch where the rest of them did.
Yeah, so those are some of the ones, the big ones that stood out. The Crown was nominated for Best Drama Series. Ozark got a bunch of nominees.
Tiger King?
I didn't see Tiger King in there.
Yeah. Oh,
for documentary. Okay, I did. MJ. I only looked at the really big ones.
Oh, The Last Dance did too? Yeah. Michael Jackson.
So it's Tiger King versus Michael Jordan?
Ooh, but the big ones. But
I think the Michael Jordan one will win.
Yeah, you can see a full list of them on our website to break it down there. But I look at this, so like for me, the Emmys has never really been like a big show. But right now, especially, I kind of like to look at, like I've been looking through the list and seeing any shows that I've missed. Because everyone's looking for something to watch right now. Yeah. And these are the shows that are like now critically nominated. And so far, the ones that I've actually seen that are nominated, I'm like, they are really, really good.
Watchmen, you guys, none of you guys have got on the Watchmen, right? Yeah. It's a limited series. And I'll tell you this, very good beginning, middle, end, everything wraps up. I don't believe there's a season two, but it's good. It's on HBO.
Is that the one with Don Johnson?
Yes. He's in it for just a very, very little bit.
And it's about... It's about
hard to explain. It's a
racism?
It's a superhero thing, but they tie in actual racism in like the 30s and 40s
right,
in
okay.
it.
I watched the beginning part of it.
They kind of wrap it up.
It was hard for me to watch at the beginning because when they start doing like the old, you know, showing stuff from the 40s,
yeah,
it's hard for me to get through that.
But yeah, but it's not the whole thing.
I know, but it's still hard for me to go, oh, it's not too far.
But I mean, shows that we talked about a lot, like, you know, Killing Eve, Succession, Ozark.
Succession.
You know, all got... A bunch of nominations.
The Mandalorian.
The Mandalorian did. That was the
drama. For best drama.
It's almost like there's so many networks now that they want to get viewers, so the Emmys nominated everybody.
Yeah.
every show you guys are watching, we've nominated them all so you can all watch.
Except if it's on the network.
All right, Kyle, what's something you're working on now for three things we need to know?
Apparently, we're going to get a big announcement about the election. I'll tell you three things you need to know next with John Jay and Rich.
The John Jay and Rich Show has a text line, and we're waiting for your reply. Text JJR your message to 96893 right now.
Kyle, what are three things we need to know?
So the election will be here pretty much before we know it. And Kanye West, still in the running to be in the running, if you will, has submitted paperwork to get on the ballot in Illinois, Missouri, and Oklahoma. Some people are contesting it. So we'll wait and see what happens. He claims he can beat Biden off write-ins alone. We'll see. Joe Biden now has said that he plans to announce his running mate for the 2020 presidential election next week. Now, there's a website called Politico.com that already announced his announcement. Whoops. So
oh, really?
if you believe his this website's announcement, they jumped the gun. This whole article was published by mistake. Now, it's been removed now, but the post included a quote saying in his announcement, Biden selected California Senator Kamala Harris, saying that it's in the early stages, she will bring her experience as a prosecutor, household name recognition, and as a skilled debater to the ticket. So, I mean, on the list of people who are supposedly his top choices, she was on that list. And I don't know if maybe it was an intern who was had the information and was supposed to sit on it. Mm. Maybe they thought they scheduled that article to publish next week and it accidentally published. Or maybe they got it wrong. So the rumor is that it's Kamala Harris, but we will have to wait and see. The official announcement, like you said, will come next week. So it is a race to everyone in the world right now is racing to create the coronavirus vaccine, right? Russia claims that they are less than 2 weeks away from the world's first COVID-19 vaccine. Some people are comparing this to like Sputnik moment on the moon, where apparently they got to the moon first or something like that. I remember.
Well, Sputnik was the first satellite to ever go in orbit.
Okay. Yeah. They're comparing it to that. It's like a world race to see who can get the first vaccine. Obviously, the same questions will still apply. Is it going to be effective? Is it going to be safe? Those things. But they're claiming they're less than 2 weeks away. So Thursday, which is tomorrow, it is World Day Against Trafficking in Humans. I wanted to get that right. It's weirdly worded, but it's a day about awareness of human trafficking. And it's an interesting day that it will coincide with what a federal judge just ordered. They ordered several documents related to the now settled defamation case against Jeffrey Epstein to be released to the public. These sealed documents will be released, they said, no later than July 30th, which is tomorrow. Now, there was a lot of trafficking involved in the Jeffrey Epstein case, so I thought that that was kind of a significant day to have those potentially mind-blowing sealed documents released to the public. Mm-hmm. And if they don't get released today, it will definitely be tomorrow. And that's three things you need to know.
And we will have Tim Ballard on our podcast tomorrow. And he is the founder of Our Rescue and the Underground. What's it called? The Underground
Railroad? Operation Underground Railroad.
And he has a documentary on Amazon Prime right now called Operation Toussaint. Mm-hmm. So he'll be on tomorrow. And the name of the day tomorrow, it's a complicated, what's it called? A national...
It is World Day Against Trafficking in Humans.
Such a weird name. I wonder why it's not just called like National...
National End Human Trafficking Day?
Yeah. That seems
like... Yeah. Or actually, it's World. There's a different day that's national, but it's right. World. Global.
World, okay. But anyway, we're going to be having Tim Ballard on the podcast tomorrow. And a long, long interview with him to get all the details and just, you know, get loud tomorrow. Okay, so there's a couple of videos that are trending, right? And I listened to them and I watched them today. And I thought, this might be fun to bring Grant in and create a game around these videos. So he agreed to do it, and he is ready. Now, I don't think we need a contestant. I think this is a game that we just play within ourselves, because I think it's going to be a very difficult game, but it might be fun to listen to. All right, so just testing it out. But if you want to play, I don't know if there's a prize involved or not. Feel free to call 877-937-1047. I don't know. I don't know yet. We'll just see. John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
So this morning, I was looking at these videos that are trending. So this YouTuber posted a video of himself knocking on some doors by drumming the beat of different songs. He's a drummer, and he's pretty good. And the songs are a little obscure, but most of them are pretty familiar. For example, like, you know, if you guess this song, you guys all know this song. Like she said, do you know what song that is?
Yes, We Will Rock You.
Right. You know, he did this song too. What song is that, Suzette?
I don't know what it's called, but I know what song it is.
Kyle, do you know what song that is?
No.
Bump, 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 bump.
That's a big TikTok thing.
Yeah.
It's
Phil Collins, In the Air Tonight. If you remember Mike Tyson, who was doing that in The Hangover.
Yes.
And then there's this is an old, 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 old song. Any of you guys know what song that is?
I don't know.
Something like, it's not like Surfing USA or something, right?
Close. Is that
it? It's a surfing song called Wipeout.
Yeah. Okay.
So Grant is a drummer. He's an amazing drummer. In fact, did you study music at school?
I did study music.
He's amazing. Yeah. So when I started telling Grant about these videos, Grant, guess what? Knows the guy, follows the guy.
He's
one of the few people he follows on YouTube and knows all the videos. So then I said to Grant, I go, what if you take songs that we play on our radio station and drum them out like that and see if we can guess what songs they are. So they're not like old rock songs. They're songs that we play. I keep using Billie Eilish as an example. So I was like, try to do Billie Eilish. And then I said, but now for the sake of us playing the game here, don't use Billie Eilish. So go come up with some songs that we play and then come back here. Now, the only thing is, we're trying to figure out if you should use it on this console here or on the window.
Oh, no.
That'd be hard.
Listen, try Wipeout. This is what we just did. Mm-mm, okay, try it on the counter. Yeah.
Yeah, much better there. Okay.
Hurt your knuckles or just
right? You don't want some paper or some notebook to build the snare sound?
So John Jay told me to prepare this game first thing this morning, and the first thing I thought is like, oh, there's no interesting drums and music right now. It's all like kind of everybody's got the same beats, the same stuff. Mm-hmm. So I did my best. Okay.
And that's all we ask.
That's all we can ask for.
You're using this as a commentary on drums and modern music not being very good.
So we wait till the end. Name is our buzzer.
I said just let him finish the song and then we should be like, okay, does anyone know what that is?
So this is going to be challenging, but these are all songs we play currently on the radio.
Okay.
Okay. Well, let me turn the mic down.
No. I was going to say, first I thought it was Crazy by Gnarls Barkley. But I don't think we play that currently.
God, it is right on the tip.
I felt like it was Bored in the House, and I'm in the house bored, but we don't play that song.
See, that would have been a little quicker.
Right.
I have no idea.
You want to hear it again?
I have no idea.
Yeah. Rich.
Rich Barra.
Are you playing Sunflower? Sunflower.
I could be.
Do you have the clip of the real song?
No, I do not. Oh. But you all know it.
What is it?
I'm a Savage.
Oh! Do it. Okay.
Oh my God.
That's
the hardest game ever.
Yeah, that is hard.
Okay. It sounds pretty good. Are you okay over there?
Yeah,
though?
Yeah. It's
I feel like next time Brant should just bring his drums in because I feel bad for his hands right now.
It's all red.
Is it already? Okay.
Give you the next one.
All right. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
I got it.
Suzette Rodriguez.
Blinding Lights, The Weeknd.
Whoa! Yeah!
Whoa.
Are you kidding me? Number two song in the country.
Yeah, wow. I heard it right away.
Okay.
I was doing the TikTok dance to it.
You should bring your sticks in.
I think it was a knocking bit, so, you know, it's working. All right.
Wow.
All red. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Hold on, I gotta think of this one.
Got it.
Rich.
Creepo, Black Eyed Peas.
That wasn't what I was thinking, but...
Same beat.
Same beat, yeah. I think every beat in 2019 was this song.
Is it J Balvin?
No, actually, come to think of it, we don't play the song I'm thinking of right now.
What?
What song are you thinking of?
You sure? We play Watermelon Sugar.
Okay, I'll do it one more time.
Okay. That does sound like a Latin song.
This sounds like...
Yeah. I don't know. I like it. Cardi B.
I'm going to say Sorry by Justin Bieber was what I was shooting for there. But
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
What?
This game's hard, guys.
Yeah, it is. As a contestant as
this
well.
This is the most flustered I've been in studio in a long time.
No, that was good. That was good.
Sweating.
You did accomplish exactly what I wanted you to accomplish.
Okay,
it was fantastic.
Great. Awesome.
Thank you, Grant.
You're welcome.
Thank you. You are a very talented drummer. Very talented drummer. Okay, now here's what I'm about to get into. I'm supposed to get on a plane very soon. So far, I've been able to avoid all kinds of travel, but I have to get on a plane very soon. And the anxiety of booking the flights and stuff really hit me. And so I don't know if I feel safe to fly right now. So I thought, I brought it up off after we got off the air yesterday. And Joey Bradfish, he was just in San Diego a week or so ago. And he had some thoughts. And I thought, you know, to anyone listening, do you have any travel tips? Is it safe? What's it like when you get to the airport? Do you have to wait a line? Like, are they checking your forehead temperature? Are they, you know, do they sanitize the airplanes? Are the airlines keeping the middle seat empty? Like, what is it? You know, we heard all these things beforehand about traveling. Are airports packed? Are they empty? I just don't know. Do you know what I mean? Like, and I feel like I'm going to be sitting in an airplane with a bunch of people. Like, it's freaking me out. Like, just walking into the Walmart the other day for 2 seconds, and I was only in the Walmart for a minute, freaked me out. But if I'm going to be on an hour and a half, 2 hour flight, oh my God. Do you know what I'm saying? Do I have to get rid of my clothes? Can I get rid of my clothes as soon as I get off the airplane?
I know someone that recently flew too, and they had a horrible experience.
Okay, so like, I want to hear about that.
Too close to them.
So tell me about it. 877-937-1047. I want to talk to you next, John Dane Rich.
Use your phone the old fashioned way. Call us. 877-937-1047. John Jay and Rich.
I got to get on an airplane, and I'm really nervous about it. Christy, you had a good experience or bad experience?
I had a bad experience. I went on American Airlines to Nashville from Phoenix about a week and a half ago, and I could have gotten the Southwest airline, but I have points that I earned through American, and it was horrible. It was so packed in there. They don't give you any water, nothing. I mean, it was ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, because I think Southwest is the only one that's not selling middle seats right now, right? I know a bunch of the other airlines, they're selling all the seats. And so you get on and you are, I mean, it's impossible to socially distance.
But they don't give you water?
I guess they
don't. Yeah, because they don't want people to take their masks off.
Mm.
Oh, so Chrissy, is that why? They don't let you, so you have your mask on the whole time. They don't give you water. They don't give you anything?
Well, I mean, you can have your own food and drinks on there. And if you need water, you can ask for it.
Okay. All right.
But like they're sitting, I went to the bathroom through the Nashville flight. And they're sitting back there talking on their phones, hanging out. I mean, it's an easy job right now for them.
Okay, so you had a bad experience, because like a person would have a bad experience on an airline. Not really pandemic-related, though, right?
No, I thank God I didn't have any pandemic-related experience. I mean, I wore two masks because I was so nervous, and I put some essential oil spray on me. I was freaking out.
Because the thing is, in the past, you get sick. I used to get sick and think you would get sick from being on an airplane.
Yeah.
Because of the bad circulation, people coughing all the time. It was just like you knew there was a good chance you get on an airplane, you're going to get sick. So now, with coronavirus everywhere, I'm just nervous. Kayla, what happened to you?
Hey, I had a great experience, actually. I flew Delta Airlines. I live in Minneapolis, but my family's still in Gilbert, and flew there the end of June, and it was great. If the airports weren't busy, Delta didn't sell any middle seats as far as back then. They gave you your own personal wipe to wipe down the seat if you wanted to clean it more once you got on. They asked you not to put any trash in the back seat pocket, and they gave you like a little bag full of snacks and a small bottle of water, and asked you to put all your trash back in that.
Hmm.
And then they picked that up after the service. And then when they closed the cabin door, it was interesting. I saw this kind of mist coming out of the air vents, and I asked, and it was just a chemical to kind of sanitize the air once they had sealed the cabin door. Didn't smell or anything, and it lasted about 20 minutes, and it was a very great experience. A little hard keeping my mask on the whole time, but otherwise it was great.
That's a little weird, though, seeing a gas come through the plane.
Right?
Yeah, that would be so scary.
That's going in your lungs.
Yeah.
Well, still. Thank you, Kayla.
But I'm one of those people that normally get sick, and I've been home for 3 weeks now and no symptoms, so I think I'm good.
All right. Well, well, here's the thing. Delaney's home sick today, and she was just in Los Angeles, but she's also been hitting the clubs. So we don't know what's up with Delaney, or just maybe she just has the normal. That's the thing. You can still get normal sick.
Yeah.
Sure. Yes.
You know, 877-937-1047. We'll get to you, Lori and Amy. But if you have advice, 877-937-1047. John, Jay, and Rich.
John, Jay, and Rich.
Sugar. All right, so I got to get on a plane pretty soon. I'm pretty nervous. Then I got a plane again after that. I'm pretty nervous. Then I got a plane on that. So I got to get on a plane possibly thrice. Lori, what advice do you have? What happened to you?
So my advice is to wait as long as you can before buying the tickets and just hang in there, because we cautiously purchased tickets to fly from Missouri to Pennsylvania for our niece's Sweet 16 party, and ironically purchased the trip cancellation insurance through Priceline, only to find out that last weekend Missouri was placed on Pennsylvania's travel restriction list, meaning when we arrived in Pennsylvania at our family's home, we would have to self-quarantine for 2 weeks in their home because of coming from Missouri, where COVID's on the rise. So the rent-a-car, Avis, was able to cancel and get us our money back right away. American Airlines, however, was not so cooperative and issued us travel vouchers where we can use them anytime between now and December 2021. But on the one hand, you know, we don't know what's going to happen with this pandemic. We thought things would be better by now, and they certainly aren't. So I don't know how things will look in a year. And further, they would not transfer my daughter's ticket to my husband. So if we were to fly, it has to be simply me and my 12-year-old, and the two of us don't fly alone together often. So it's not working out well for us.
Well, don't go to Pennsylvania is the message I got there.
Well, probably. And, you know, frankly, I was concerned because we had a layover. We were going out of Springfield, which is a smaller airport, and so we had a layover one way each. And so both of our layovers were in large cities where Corona's, you know, on the rise. I had a lot of worries about it, frankly, going into it, but I really, really wanted to give it a try. And I had even bought new luggage. We were so excited. Our niece was so excited because she was worried that people wouldn't be able to attend. And within a few days, Missouri was on the rise, and we just need to all wear our masks. So I understand your hesitation, and I would wait as long as possible to make sure that there aren't any travel restrictions.
Yeah, I just, you know, sitting on the plane is what's freaking me out, being surrounded by all these people.
Yeah, my brother had to travel recently, and he has asthma, so he's high risk for COVID. Mm-hmm. And he actually, he said it made him feel more comfortable that he got an N95 mask because his wife's a nurse. And so, you know, she was obviously worried about him traveling. And he's like, I just brought Lysol wipes and made sure to wipe the area down before I sat down. Yeah, they have like to-go Lysol wipes.
Oh, so at the airport, you pick up a pack, but you can't
bring them.
You can bring
your
bag.
Yeah, they have to-go packs that are really small and compact that if you're a guy, it could fit in your back pocket. But he said that made him feel a little safer.
Amy. Well, we have two Amys on the phone. Which Amy? That Amy? Oh. Okay. Hi, Amy.
Hi. Okay, so starting at the airport, the minute I got out of my car, you have to put your mask on, which is fine. And then the airport is a complete ghost town, which is kind of nice. And going through security wasn't bad. The only one thing with security is, of course, they have like the little plexiglass up. And I give him my ID and everything. And he's looking at it. And he says something to me. And I'm like, what? And then he says it louder. And I'm like, what? And he goes, let me see your face. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I have to pull my mask down. And then once we get to the gate, everything's fine. And I get onto the plane. I mean, of course, you have to wear your mask the whole time. It's 100% required. Get on the plane, and we're ready to take off. And I'm looking around me, and I'm like, I have nobody sitting around me. I literally have a full row to myself. And there was a family that sat in front of me, and then a couple of people behind me, and that was it.
I'm down
I want to say the flight was... I know. No, it was awesome. And the plane was probably, I want to say, maybe 80% full, and I flew Alaska. Absolutely amazing. Everybody there was cool. Even when they come on and they do like their little spiel, they do say that they have hospital-grade filters on the plane now, and they sanitize after every flight. And even when I was getting off the plane, I was sitting in the back, back of the bus. When I was getting off, there was actually a worker already wiping down and spraying down all of like the front of the plane. So I felt way comfortable. And then, you know, and I was flying into Phoenix, which is, according to the news, the biggest COVID outbreak ever.
Thank you.
Like, number one in the United States.
We're number one.
You guys win. But, you know, I was staying at a private residence, so it was fine. And then on my way home, the first time, I mean, Phoenix Airport, when I've been there before, it's been packed and there was nobody in there. And it made for an easy flight. And again, on my way home, empty on both sides. Wow. Which was really nice.
What about when the guy was like, hey, let me see your face, because you had the mask on. And you're like, I'm married. And he's like, let me see my face. Then you show me face and he's like, hey, you want to go to dinner tonight? now we got Amy's an ICU nurse. Is that right, Amy?
Yes, I'm an ICU nurse, and I haven't flown, John Jay, but I have had to go into rooms where I definitely knew the virus was floating around, and I was terrified, freaking out. But so far have remained safe, and what I would tell you is wear your mask, keep your hands off of your face, wash your hands frequently, try to social distance. I would even leave, like, my phone and everything. I would just leave it put away. I wouldn't have my belongings that I handle a lot. I would not have them out in the open. And stay prayed up, and I think you'll be fine.
Okay. So when I get off the plane, like, I should put on different clothes, huh? Get that clothes, just burn it?
No. I'm telling you, I really thought, if the first time I went in the room, I thought, well, this is it for me. You know, I'm definitely going to, it's all over with. But I think it, basically, you're more prone to contract the virus if you breathe it in, if it touches your eyes or your nose. So if you keep everything away from your face, you're going to be fine.
Okay. And I also,
I know this isn't part of this segment, but I wanted to tell you, your license plate idea was genius, and I wouldn't listen to Bill or Rich about any of that.
Are you talking about where?
My idea, let me explain it, thank you, in case you get it wrong.
Yeah.
My license plate idea was... You subscribe to an app.
I think it should be used like a date, like a hookup app, basically.
Good idea.
And this time, you can't really socialize like you want to.
Right.
So I think it's genius.
Thank you. You subscribe to the app, and then your license plate is 100%. On your license plate is on the app. And then let's say you're driving, someone cuts you off in traffic or whatever. You can call them by their license plate. Uh-huh. And if they're a member of the app, then that rings, and you can be like, hey, man, you cut me off. Everything cool? Or maybe you think they're cute. And you can be like, hey, what's up? Where are you from? And you can communicate by license plate number back and forth. Mm-hmm. Genius, I think. And I almost guarantee you someone's going to steal that idea. Thank you.
Yeah, and what can they phone that they can't do on the internet? You know, what? How? Rich was like, they're so mean. People are so mean.
That's exactly how he sounds, too. You should do impersonations.
Stop it.
I want to call her. I want to get Amy on the line every time we need a Rich impersonation.
Safety concern.
You're so mean. All right, thank you, Amy. You're the best.
I love you guys so much. Y'all great.
John, Jane, Rich.
Chances are your phone is already in your hand. So call us, 877-937-1047. John, Jane, Rich.
A new survey looked at how many of us would be willing to wear a mask during different activities. 1 in 10 people still wouldn't wear one anywhere in public or even if it's the law. But here are the results. Would you wear a mask at a grocery store?
Yeah.
Of course. Yes. Of course.
Yes.
Apparently, 31% of people would not wear one at a grocery store. Would you wear one at the doctor's office?
Yeah. Yes.
42% of people would not wear one at a doctor's office.
You would think you would want to wear one even before.
I know.
Especially there.
Would you wear a mask on public transportation?
Yes.
44% of people would not wear one on public transportation.
Why though?
Would you wear one while getting a haircut? I think this is different for guys and girls. But
would you
wear one?
I'm fine with that.
Because I know right now my wife has to. You had to the other day. Mm-hmm. I got a haircut last week. I didn't wear one. I wore one into the haircut place in the barbershop, but I didn't wear one while getting the barber's cut my hair. Would you wear one at the movies?
Yeah.
I think I would not go to the movies, so I would say no to that.
Okay.
But I wouldn't go to the movie.
It's a 50-50 split on that one. Would you wear one while you're at work?
We do.
Yes.
Yeah, we do. 53% said no. Would you wear one pumping gas?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You would. I have.
I have and I have not. Like, if there's no other cars around me at the pump, I don't. But, like, a lot of the gas stations that I go to are really busy, so I do.
Yeah. And I've seen the sign right on the pump that's pretty big.
I haven't seen the sign.
I haven't seen the signs, but, so, I mean, it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not trying to get yelled at, so I'll wait.
I haven't seen the sign, and I usually there's people there, I don't go. I feel like I hear that song. I see all the signs and open. Oh, would you wear one at a bar?
Yeah. Yes.
Would you wear one at a friend's house?
It's kind of hard, though, because if you're drinking.
Yeah, it's like you need a straw or something. Uh-huh.
Would you wear one at a friend's house?
Probably not.
60% said no.
Really?
Would you wear one on a date?
No.
It depends where you go?
Yeah.
66% would refuse to wear one on a date. Would you wear one ordering food at the drive-thru?
No.
Ordering or picking up the food?
It says ordering food at the drive-thru.
Probably not ordering.
We have.
Would you wear one? Mm-hmm. Would you wear one exercising?
No.
71% said no.
No.
Now, would you wear one in the car?
No.
76% of people say they would not wear one in the car. All right. Binging TV shows. We talk about it all the time. It's what we do. That's how we all watch TV now. So if you do binge, this is the perfect game for you. It's called Joey's Streaming War. So we're going to play it next. John Jane Rich.
John Jane Rich.
All right. Stephanie's going to be our contestant. Hello, Stephanie.
Hello.
You a big binge watcher?
Yes, we are.
Perfect. Okay. Stephanie has multiple personalities. She said, we are. I said, are you a big binge watcher? She said, yes, we are.
Well, I'm talking about my family and I.
Okay. Joey is the host. Joey, how do we play this game?
It's very, very simple. You know, we can't go out to the movies anymore. We have to consume all of our entertainment at home, and it's going to last forever, I think. So this is anything, any movie, any TV on any streaming services. I'm just going to ask you a bunch of questions about that. We're going to go around the room. There is one steal allowed, but the person has to answer the question first. Is everybody ready?
Yes.
Stephanie, you ready?
Yes.
All right. We start with John Jay. John Jay, the Emmys were announced this week. The Emmy nominations were announced this week. And this comedy series has broken the record for most Emmy nominations given to a comedy series in its final season with 15 nods in total. What is that series?
Whoa. It's the final season?
Mm-hmm.
It's the final season. You got so happy.
Can I steal?
I'd like to hear the question again, please, and use it in a sentence.
The Emmy nominations were announced this week, and this comedy series has broken the record for most Emmy nominations given to a comedy series in its final season with 15 nods in total.
Okay, what is comedy?
Come with you.
Okay, Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Nope. Are you serious?
You said he has to answer.
That is incorrect. Kyle?
Okay, but I did hear Stephanie.
If we had to wait,
I heard her first.
Okay. Stephanie, what is it?
I'm going to go with Shameless.
That is incorrect. Steal. Kyle, you can't steal now. Only
it's
one steal.
Creek.
Yeah, it is. Oh. It is S. Creek. So no points for anyone. Rich, over to you. The new movie Unhinged comes to video on demand this weekend, and it stars what A-list actor? We talked about this movie on the show a couple of weeks ago.
Unhinged is coming out this weekend. Chris Pratt.
Kyle.
That is incorrect.
Is it Tom Hanks?
That is incorrect.
Wow.
Shia LaBeouf?
No, it is Russell Crowe.
Oh, Russell Crowe, that's the one.
Remember, Grant talked about it on the air a couple weeks ago.
Oh, man. Russell Crowe, Road Rage.
Grant, I remember.
Road Rage one? Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right. Well, I didn't realize.
Okay. John Jay does not remember that. Okay. No points on the board so far. Kyle. While this movie has pushed back its release date three times, this week it was announced that it officially will be on U.S. screens September 3rd.
September 3rd. So it's not Mission Impossible.
It is not.
Because I think that was Christmas. But it's a big movie.
John Jay.
Shush. It's a big movie,
very,
right?
Very highly anticipated movie.
What? It is.
I'm going to need an answer in 3, 2...
John Jay.
I didn't answer. I ran out of time. Go ahead.
John Jay.
I'm guessing that it's because she said Mission Impossible that you're talking about Maverick.
No.
Oh.
Maverick actually comes out, I think, next Christmas now.
Next Christmas?
Yeah.
What, Tom Cruise?
Yeah. They
what
push
a letdown.
Yeah, they pushed it back.
That is what
here.
I meant, though. I didn't mean Mission Impossible. You're right.
But it's Tenet. Tenet. This is a new Christopher Nolan movie with John David Washington.
Oh, care.
Highly anticipated.
I questioned the question.
Like Star Wars, yes. Avengers.
True. I agree with Kyle there.
Christopher Nolan movie. It's gonna make
maybe in your little word nerd. Highly anticipated.
Has nobody seen Inception or The Dark Knight or anything like that?
I am not gonna go see that movie if it came out in the theater.
Just you wait when it comes out.
What are you singing Hamilton lyrics now?
Everybody's gonna be talking about it. All right. Let's move on. All right. Nobody on the board so far. Suzette. To the dismay of many, this classic movie series involving time travel will be leaving Netflix at the end of July.
Time travel movie. Are the Back to the Future movies on there? I'm just going to say Back to the Future.
That is correct.
Whoa.
Okay.
Suzette on the board.
Very
wow.
Very good.
Did not expect that.
Is it
that.
Going somewhere? Where's it going? Those are fun to watch every once in a while.
I don't know. It's just leaving Netflix at the end of July. People are mad. So, all right.
Stephanie's downshifting right now. She's on.
Wow. Stephanie, this is going to be the last question. It's going to be a short game, but you could win the whole thing right here. Okay?
Oh, my gosh. Go all right. Pressure.
So, I'm the star of Juno and Inception.
Bragger.
Not me, but... the person I'm talking about. I'm also starring on the highly anticipated second season of this Netflix show that comes out this week.
Oh, my God. Comes out this week.
Yep.
And Inception.
Star of Juno and Inception.
Star of Juno. Oh, my God.
Any guesses?
Her name's Ellen something. Ellen.
JJ.
Ellen. Ellen.
Do you know the show?
Oh my God. I don't know the show, but I know her name. I can see her face.
Okay.
JJ.
JJ.
Paige.
Ellen Page is correct. The show is Umbrella Academy. Yes, that comes out this week.
That comes out this week. Yeah.
Highly anticipated.
Wow, that is highly anticipated.
It is highly anticipated.
More so than the Nolan Ryan movie or whatever.
Yeah. The Nolan Ryan movie.
Yeah. Nolan Ryan.
Hey, no fighting that one.
I saw the preview for that Nolan movie, and it doesn't look that. It looks so complicated.
Oh, but I get it.
It's a Christopher Nolan movie. They're all complicated.
I know. I think it's one of those kind that you probably got to be really, 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 really smart.
May
just
I quote?
You wait. It's going to win all the Oscars.
Just you wait. Just you wait. All right, Stephanie, hold on. We'll give you the prize. We'll give you the prize. I started watching a show yesterday. I can't tell if I like it or not. And before I present it on the radio to Kyle, because as soon as I started watching it, I thought, I wonder if Kyle's going to like this. But I'll give. It's called the Tacoma Fire Department.
Never heard of it.
You ever watch Reno 911? It looks like Reno 911.
I've heard it's really funny.
Anyway. Kyle's going to tell us what we need to know next, John, Jay, and Rich.
Now, back to John, Jay, and Rich.
Kyle, what do we need to know?
Sadly, the pandemic has come to this. McDonald's is closing 200 locations. They recently reported their lowest quarterly profits in 13 years. When I saw that, I was like, no, not McDonald's. I mean, that's like, to me, it's like such a rock solid company. I thought McDonald's were like untouchable. Mm-hmm. However, they're not. This was also pretty huge. A simple blood test has been created by scientists that can actually diagnose Alzheimer's disease. Sometimes 20 years before symptoms arise. 20 years.
How is that possible?
So they found this protein in the brain, and the protein blocks your brain cells, and that's what causes the memory loss. But that protein leaks into your blood system. You have it in your blood system. And so they find the protein, and up to 20 years before symptoms occur, they can actually predict. And they found this test to be 98% accurate.
And that could that be because you have too much protein in your system?
They found this, I guess, this specific protein. It causes blockages in places, and then.
But are you going to get it anyway? Are you going to get it anyway, or can you?
They
prevent
say if
it?
You have the protein, you're going to get it. It's the big benefit of them finding this out right now. There's no cure for Alzheimer's, but they say that this is going to help hugely in trying to find a cure, because, you know, it's like when they have Alzheimer's, it's like the earlier they can detect it and find it out, the more they can actually research and help find a solution. Really quickly, research also found that if you have a problem scarfing your food too quickly, John Jay, mm-hmm. they say listen to slow music. It actually helps you eat slower. So, a little life hack there. And that's three things you need to know.
That's my childhood in pretty much one sentence from my father. Slow down. You're eating too fast. Slow down.
John Jay and Rich.
All right, let me go over some coronavirus insanity really quick. People who are 6 feet tall or over 6 feet tall, like me, I am 6'4". Rich, you are?
5'8".
So people who are over 6 feet tall are twice as likely to catch coronavirus as shorter people, according to a new study.
Ha-ha.
Researchers say it's a sign coronavirus can build up and spread through the air, because taller people, we breathe fresh air.
Apparently not.
People shorter, like Rich, maybe just smell armpit hair. From just right into this level here.
I run under the virus.
Uh-huh. Here's another good reason to wear a mask. It makes it harder for surveillance cameras to trace you. A new study found face masks are doing a great job breaking facial recognition algorithms, causing them to make up to 50% more mistakes. I guess
not
it's good
for
if you're
security.
If you're a bank robber, that's good. There have been reports in the past few months that people had cut back on smoking because of the pandemic. Well, the company that makes Marlboro cigarettes says, nope, people have been smoking more this year. And again, that goes back to, like, yes, to everything we talk about. It's like you hear this pill is good for you. No, it's bad for you. Hey, people are smoking less. No, people are smoking more. Use coconut oil. No, don't use coconut oil.
Like, I wonder if that's been like a stress thing, because you know a lot of people smoke cigarettes because they're stressed out. Maybe some people picked up that habit.
That's what it says. Most likely people are coping with stress. But what I'm saying is one survey says people are smoking less, and now another survey says people are smoking more. Yeah. The president of Belarus, I don't know where that is or what country that is, but he denied that coronavirus was a real threat, and he said drinking vodka could prevent it. Well, now he has coronavirus.
At least he has coronavirus and vodka.
He just wanted an excuse to have some cocktails.
Isn't that an airline? Belarus?
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
I thought it was a country.
Volaris?
Volaris, yeah.
Like, officials in Pakistan are telling people to buy their sacrificial animals online instead of in person to try to avoid catching coronavirus at a market. One guy in England took to social distancing to the next level, and he had a picnic in a 60-foot tree. Coronavirus may be responsible for about one-third of the museums in the United States for shutting down for good. That's a total of 12,000 museums.
That's staggering. And a shame.
Yeah.
Some good news from coronavirus. Fitbit and your Apple Watch can now tell the virus. I think you reported this, right? Your heart rate goes up. So now you'd be able to predict the virus three full days before you have it. The problem for me is now when I wear one of those, I get this rash. I can't remember how I had one?
Yeah.
I get this horrible rash right here and I can't wear it. How about that?
Weird. Did you wash it maybe?
Wash what? The watch?
Yeah.
No.
Wash the watch?
Mm-mm. Mm. Do you hear about Jeff Bezos' wife?
Yeah.
She donated $1.7 billion of her divorce money. She got $38 billion. Which made her the fifth richest person in the world. She donated $1.7 billion, $400 million to economic mobility, $133 million to gender issues, $130 million to global development, $128 million for public health, $125 million to fight climate change, $46 million to LGBTQ charities, and another $127 million for other causes. You would almost think that that should solve every problem.
Boy, that's impressive.
That is amazing.
Wow. When you're at the point in your life when you can donate billions...
Like that's
You have that many billions that you're like, here, have a couple.
That's it's almost like if you do that, then she should go, every problem solved, and now I'm president. Like, she just, I don't see any dog issues there or, you know, like rescue organizations, but she's the kind of person, like, if I ever connect with, like, if she listened to our show, oh, you have a little dog rescue? Let me donate. Here's $100 million. I'd be like, whoa, that's a little too much. That's amazing. Anyway, what do you got for horoscopes today?
So this is each horoscope sign's a money mantra. So you can say these mantras to attract prosperity or to bring you peace. And these are like super, super spiritual. Like it gives you a ritual too that you can do with your money mantra. So Virgo, John Jay, your money mantra is money is circulating in the world and it's safe for me to share my services today. So that's your money mantra. Now, the ritual that you can use with that is use the new moon energy. During the next new moon, take your purse or wallet outside and stand there quietly gazing at the moon. Then hold your cash, coins, or cards and say, moonlight, bring fortune to me this day. After this, you're likely to keep finding unexpected money all around.
Didn't you have to have a wallet to do that?
I can't hold up a wad of cash rolled up. Actually, not even cash. I just have a couple of credit cards and an ID.
A couple of credit cards that aren't even activated.
Wrapped up in the rubber band. Yeah, to go, moonlight, bring forth what?
Fortune. Personal responsibility.
Bring forth fortune.
Bring fortune to me this day. And then you'll find money. God. Unexpected money all around you.
Okay.
The moon's in charge of that?
I'm too lazy to do that.
Standing quietly.
Okay. I'm definitely a person that's not motivated by money, sadly. Because that's too much. If you said to me, do that, you get $1 million. I'd be like, ah, what's the word?
What do I have to say? Yeah, this is like, I don't think I've ever tried like these rituals, like with the crystals and all that, but it's interesting. Mm-hmm. Kyle, for Libras, your money mantra is the world will always help me in my journey. Your ritual to that is carrying a sunstone and take charge. Sunstones help you hold your ground and stop saying yes when you should be saying no. It's a great stone to have around whether you're going for a promotion or being your own boss.
Sunstone. Where do I find myself a sunstone?
I don't know, but I Googled it, and it's a really pretty stone.
Okay.
Suzette carries a kidney stone.
Two.
Yeah.
So. Right. Two kidney stones. Rocky and Roxy, still chilling there. And they can. I don't need to pass these stones. That's too painful. Rich, for Pisces, your money mantra is, I am intuitively guided to the opportunities that will provide prosperity.
That's a complicated one.
Yeah. Now, your ritual is use tiger eye crystals to attract abundance. These crystals have a magic power that bring wealth. Hold it close to you and ask to be blessed with good fortune on a full moon night. Then leave the gem by the window.
You're going to get it all wrong. You'd be like, okay. Tiger King, close to you. Leave Jim by the window.
Jim, can you stay here?
Jim, I'm a big fan of Tiger King. I need you by the window. Bend over by the window, Jim. I'm Tiger King. Oh, and then in the this is going to bring me prosperity.
In the morning, money.
I tried picturing you all do this, and it's pretty funny. For a Capricorn, your money mantra, I'm earning enough money every month, is good for you to practice. On your ritual, on the next new moon, Capricorn, write your financial goals or wishes on a piece of paper. As you picture it happening, place 3 bay leaves inside a paper and fold it 3 times. Visualize your dream happening and then fold the paper 3 more times. And that's the ritual to go with your money mantra, Capricorn.
That's pretty good. So on TikTok, I told you guys I watch TikTok nonstop. And I usually watch the dances. Every once in a while, I land on like a motivational speaker or a guy who's a billionaire speaking.
I love those.
There's 2 things I saw. One, I saw this guy named Grant Cardone. I don't know who he is or what made him famous, but he's a motivational speaker. He's verified, whatever, right? I don't know anything about the guy. But he does this speech. He's like, why would you ever buy a house? Buying a house is the worst investment you could ever make. Don't ever buy a house. Right? So he does this whole speech on never buying. I don't buy a house. I rent a house. I've never rent a house. Right? So I'm like, geez, I thought buying a house is good. He's buying houses for the banks. Banks are good for buying. And I'm like, I don't really know anything about this guy, so forget him. I bought a house. Screw you, Grant. Not this Grant. Yeah. Grant Cardone. So then, like, a couple days later, I go through Instagram, and he's talking again in a totally another different setting. And he's like, let me tell you about the house I own.
What?
He's like, 17,000 square feet, and my house is bought by, or I bought my house from the Walton family. The Walton family's are my neighbors. Between the 4 of us, we have $44 million in property, and I own my house. And I'm like, man, I got another TikTok video that says you don't own your house. Like, I don't trust this guy now. I don't know. But meanwhile, he's a billionaire and flies. Then he goes, let me tell you about the jet I bought for $55 million. I'm like, well, he must know something, but I wish he would tell the truth. Yeah. I'm trying to figure him out.
That's weird.
Now, another thing I saw on TikTok, this person goes, why would you buy a car? Let me tell you how to take 30. Let's say you're going to buy a car for $30,000. And he goes, instead, go to the bank and buy a CD. Put your money in a CD. And he starts drawing it on this grease board. And you take the money, and you take that the percentage from the third CD, and he draws an arrow to another thing, and take that percentage, and then your monthly pay. And I'm just like, dude, I have no idea what
it's
you're
too
saying.
Too much math.
I would rather just, but right now, you've making me want to spend money.
On a car.
It's not working. Like the advice on TikTok sometimes, like I'd rather just TikTok stick to dancing. Dancing. That's all I want to do is learn to dance. John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
Okay, hold up. My friend Kevin Rowe from Learn and Rowe, his advertising agency, they're doing something really cool. It's kind of like Love Up moment, and it's the last remaining days. It's called Christmas in July. So if you go to their Facebook page, Learner and Row, and you like their Facebook page, they're giving up to $500 every single day and twice on Tuesdays. They gave away $60,000 in April and May directly to individuals during the pandemic. So you go there and you say, you know, what you need, how you're doing, and they sit there and they literally pick people and they give them money. So it's pretty cool. So go to the Facebook page, Learner and Row. Learner Row. All right. So, you know, my wife Blake and I run the Love Pup Foundation, our dog rescue. Whenever I see cool dog stuff, I like to bring it up. And someone posted some random names online. They asked people to vote and say if these names are better for dogs or for people.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So the names on the list that work better for dogs. These names are perfect dog names. Buddy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Milo.
Mm-hmm.
Ginger.
Mm-hmm.
Bo. Bruno. Tucker. Coco. Marley. Trixie. And Roscoe.
Okay. Agree.
Strong.
These are names that work for people, not dogs. And I would already tell you that I feel like these are all dog names. The first one on the list is Charlie. And I have a dog named Charlie.
I like proper names for dogs.
The next name is Sammy, Maddie, Millie, Maggie, Tanner, and Lucy. Those are all great dog names.
I don't know.
They're interchangeable, I think.
I think those are human names.
But I know somebody has a dog named Lucy, mm-hmm. and it works.
Lucy, come here.
Names that work for dogs and people. Finn, Bailey, Max, Ollie, Sadie, and Gigi.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like half of those are just people names.
Like baby. Gigi?
Like Finn?
I have a cousin named Gigi.
Yeah. Gigi works for a dog.
Yeah.
I think my other cousin slept with her too.
What? Whoa.
Excuse me?
I think so.
Well, were they cousins?
They were first cousins.
What?
No.
That's
scandal.
What? Like, no.
Never told us about this.
Man, look. No, I'm sorry. I think my uncle. My uncle slept with her, I think.
What?
They're the same age.
No.
Mm-hmm. Inside it's scoop. Niece? Now they're old. Now they're like in their 60s.
No, so it's okay now?
No.
I mean, like, more details.
It was a long time ago, so it doesn't count?
They were like in high school. No, they were in college. I think they did it. But anyway, yeah, it's drama, my family.
Thank you for listening to John, Jay, and Rich on iHeartRadio. For more, go to johnjayandrich.com.